Hello everyone listening, this is the Voice of Fahor podcast, and we're going to jump straight in. So this is an introductory episode. We're only going to go through who we are, why we're doing this, what you can expect, the content of some upcoming podcasts, and what you can expect to look forward to. So quick introductions. I am Kabir, tall brown guy. You might see me on the dance floors on the London Fahor circuit, and I have with me my lovely co-host.
Hi, I'm Laura, little and blonde, and you can also see me on the dance floors of London. So as Kabir said, we've decided to do a Fahor podcast. It's not to make money or for us to get obsessive about listeners and numbers. It's really aimed at people who enjoy listening to conversations about Fahor.
Yeah, and there's ways that you as listeners can get involved too, which we'll come on to. Now, you could be new to Fahor. You could be dancing for decades and decades, into the dance, into the music, or whatever else connected to it. If you like Fahor in any sort of way, then this is really going to be a good podcast for you to subscribe to.
Yeah, in a nutshell, so long as you have an interest in Fahor, this is for you. Especially for those of you who have made Fahor a big part of your life and have found yourself in situations where you've been discussing it for way longer than you ever thought you would have.
Excuse that plane going by. So I'm a big football fan, for example. I've got a season ticket for a Premier League team. I've been to lots of matches all over the world, and I'm really into football. Yet, during the last World Cup final, I was standing in the middle of the street after a private Fahor class, just chatting with the legendary teacher Cesar, who's currently watching us changing his clothes, actually. chatting to him about dancing and completely missing the match. And that's when you know you've got a bug. But hey, as we said, even if you're just new to Fahor, or even if you're just curious about a podcast that surrounds the passion, interest, and topics around a dance star, then this podcast is for you too. So, what will we be talking about?
Well, not just the dance itself, but also nuances such as the social scene and how it's developed, classes, specific festivals, and so much more. When we have those deep discussions, it's the stuff that we actually chat about within those big Fahor conversations that is really worth sharing with the community through this podcast.
Yeah, we don't just talk about, hey, are you dancing tonight? Or the pleasantries of, hey, how are you? Where should we dance today?
Exactly. You end up talking about philosophies, why we do this dance, how can I move my dance forward, and what am I learning at the moment, and so on.
Yeah, and you know, if that sort of concept in conversation about Fahor sounds kind of familiar to you, then you are the target of this podcast, so well done in finding it. You know, we don't always have the time, or maybe it's not the right environment to have certain discussions that you might want to explore. So this is the space to do it in, the lovely safe space. And sometimes, you know, the music at a party is too loud, or we're chatting on public transport on the way home. If we're being completely honest, sometimes at a party, a lot of people can feel like they are acquaintances that you'd otherwise love to chat to, but the environment of a dance party can make it that bit harder for us. And, you know, that's okay. It is just the way it is. It can be a bit daunting to discuss perhaps some deep or difficult concepts surrounding the dance scene, especially with people you may not know too well. You don't know if they want to use their time to dance or to chat or what mood they might be in. We're all being fairly careful about not being rude in that setting, and it is a friendly community in a good way. We do want to get along with everyone. So if you want to go deep with a topic or have a fire stoked in your mind listening to people go deep about, you know, these topics, then you're in the right place listening here. So we're based in London, and we will mainly be speaking to people based in London, but that doesn't mean we are only going to focus on the London scene.
Yeah, we have some interviews lined up with respected teachers, and we will be discussing things a little more in depth than just, hey, what's your name? Now promote your school. We want to go further, find out why they became teachers, you know, what really got them to make that move into teaching, their views on students, what they see going forward, opinions on more sensitive or controversial sides of the scene and the dance. That's not to say it will be super serious.
Especially when we get Cesar on here.
Yeah, we're going to keep these fairly well-rounded, covering the serious along with the fun and the exciting. So we also plan on talking with students with different experiences and who will have been on the scene either as newbies or veterans, and talking about the difficulties and the challenges, their progress, the fun, the appeal, getting to know your body and figuring out the music.
It goes on, let's say, you know, interactions with partners, the challenges of being... What was that? That was Cesar. So the challenges of being new... The challenges of being more advanced, stepping with the music versus dancing to the music, you know, all sorts. Laura's Still giggling.
Sorry. Yeah, it's going to be great. We also want to explore why we dance for whore specifically. Perhaps you dance multiple styles, perhaps you dance only for whore, and perhaps you move between styles or used to dance a different style. I mean, I did. I came from a South background. We'll be developing that into how different styles help you to understand how to move, understanding your body, and that kind of thing. And how it can be a bit confusing adjusting between them, especially when you're learning the beginning.
Yeah, and does that mean less time to dance for whore if you're doing other things or styles? Ooh, no. For whore or nothing for me these days. So we might well be getting teachers of other styles in at a later point, but, you know, that's for later. We're also going to Brazil and intend to do a pod or two out there as well, as the scene is quite different out there. It should interest those of you who have been to see if our take on it matches yours, or for those of you who haven't been, hopefully we can create a little window for you to look into to see how it is out there. You know, there's a really big wide world of for whore to discover.
Yeah, I can't wait to go. It's going to be super fun. We're also going to be speaking about the impact on your mental well-being of dance and for whore in general, mainly the positive impact on it, but we might touch on some of the negatives as well so that we have a full discussion. We're going to be getting into classes themselves, how classes really differ in what they do for you, what your experiences of them are, and the different environments in which they're in.
Yeah, I get the feeling there's a massive range of attitudes that we all have when we go to a class. You know, I might be going to a class one day only wanting to brush up on something I'm good at. But somebody else might be going to a class because it's a social activity for them. We're getting to the different experiences that different sexes and genders have out there in the for world as well.
Yeah, as both leaders and followers, and how it is on the social scene as well. With festivals, we're going to be talking about certain ones and how we prepare and what we do at them. Some of the great advice that I was given when I went to my very first festival, Inji, if you're out there listening, I'm looking at you, and it was brilliant advice. We really want to help everyone to get the most out of festivals and understand how to really enjoy them. And we'll be talking to some people in for whore bands, discussing their passion, what drives them about their writing, and about their performing.
Yeah, so for us dancers, we really immerse ourselves into the scene. If you see us, if you recognise us, and you have any ideas that you want to propose, or if you just fancy being on the podcast, and there has already been quite a lot of interest in this, actually, so just grab us. Or you can email us, amazingly, because this podcast required buying a website, so pod@voiceofforwhore.com, two F's in the middle there. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, or Spotify, or Google, which is, that's the plan anyway. And I think that about wraps it up. So if you want to jump onto the next episode, that's fine. But if you are new to podcasts, I have a couple of extra points. Firstly, you can actually adjust the speed at which this podcast is playing. I personally have my podcast playing at 130%, but you know, you can make it faster so as you like. Secondly, if you like the first few podcasts, you know, do give them a listen. And if you like them, make sure you have new notifications switched on for when new podcasts get uploaded. And there might be some content going up on the actual website, voiceofforwhore.com. And I think hopefully I've given you a brief overview of what the hell we're actually doing on here. So, Laura, thanks for being here. Cesar, thanks for watching quietly in the corner. You just waved at us. And yeah, Laura, thanks and for speaking with me and being my co-host.
It's an absolute pleasure. We hope everyone listening will enjoy the upcoming podcast that we have.